Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 4 of the Chikandi Podcast Show. I am your host, Demetrius Burton. As always, I'd like to begin by thanking you for investing time. Hopefully the next 20 to 30 minutes will be enlightening, enhancing for both you and I. So again, thank you for tuning in. Today's topic submitted by one of the listeners via the Chikandi website, www.chikandi.net, asked me to speak on relationships between coaches and players' families. So that is going to be the topic of the discussion for the next half hour or so. Again, thank you for joining us here at the Chikandi Podcast Show. Sit back, get comfortable, enjoy the ride. All right. Segment 1. Relationships between coaches and players' families. Again, thank you to the person who submitted this via the website. Nothing exists in a vacuum, even in cyberspace. So I'm going to add context around this statement myself, because there really was none supplied. So I'm going to approach this with an understanding that I am being asked, how can relationships between coaches and players' families be improved? I'm always coming from that perspective, how to make things better. Having said that, Chikandi literally means love. We're coming from a place of love with the whole emphasis of, number one, having fun, sharing the knowledge, having some fun. But in that funness, we're looking to add value. We're looking to add value to coaches by literally spending more time coaching and less time working on issues outside of coaching. X's and O's. The reason you get into coaching is, number one, to positively impact the kids participating on your team. But number two, you love the sport you're actually coaching. So you have more time to focus on the sport-specific aspects and not the negative social, behavioral, yada, yada, yada. Players, what we're saying to the players, benefit, the value added, is overall performance enhancement. Athletic, academic, social, emotional, spiritual, every part of the player's being will be better. And in turn, families have healthier children, which means communities have healthier families. That's the value, the potential value added, the value we're counting on being added to programs we're partnering with. Just to be clear, our B-minus guarantee, which Chikandi, we firmly believe, if we work with your program over a 3 to 4 year period, the freshmen who enter at the time we start, by the time they're seniors, they'll have a B average, no grades lower than a B-minus. We're confident that we can work with coaching staffs, with coaches. We're not going to come in and wave a magic wand and every student will perform at that level. What we're saying is, we have the confidence level to work with any coaches who share this high confidence level, that we can create a partnership and an environment, which includes community. We can create that environment where everybody thrives, and that becomes the norm. That's the deal. That's what we're talking about here. How can we enhance relationships between coaches and players' families? This is a big topic for me. Relationships. Relationship to me is the biggest, most important factor in coaching, in teaching. What is the relationship with the student athlete centered around? Is the relationship mutually respectful? Is relationship of an authoritarian, fear-based? Is it like a viral, one is a host and the other is a parasite and one is sucking the life out of the other? I'll let you determine which one is sucking the life out of who. And if you assume it's the student-athlete, don't. So relationships matter. And for me, it was always about building and maintaining mutually respectful relationships, not only with students, student athletes, but also with families. That human connection. From there, almost anything can be accomplished. And what I mean by that, once a relationship is established and there is trust and there is love and a genuine concern for the student athlete's well-being, and the family has a firm grasp of this coach's dedication to that, coaches, you can pretty much do whatever you want with that said child. If you have the love and trust of the parents, they tend not to question or complain much. Now, don't go overboard and abuse the kids, because you will incur that wrath, as you should. But I will tell you from my perspective, my experience, because I've been able to develop some deep relationships with parents, they've asked me to actually, would you take my child in the bathroom and just beat their ass? Literally. No, I can't do that. That's against the law. But they would ask me, they trusted me so much, and they knew that I loved their student athletes so much that they wanted me to behave almost in a family-like manner. And I took that as a badge of honor, not that they wanted me to whoop their son's ass, but they would ask me to go through such intimate measures. I ain't asking nobody to put their hands on my child. Be clear on that. Relationships. A lot of parents that I've encountered with children who are struggling in school, there tends to be a connection between the parents' struggle in schools. Trauma is generational, as is today, so adequately schooled us a couple of shows ago. Coaches understand what trauma are we dealing with, because that impacts the relationship. And coaches, it's not just the trauma from the parent and the potential players, or the players potentially, but also what trauma baggage are you bringing to the relationship? This is a two-way street here. We often, coaches, and I include myself in that group because I am a coach at heart, football and wrestling, yay. Often coaches, we talk about parental involvement, and we do so at extreme levels. We're often talking about the parent that is never there, quote unquote, the uninvolved parent, or we're talking about the too involved parent, the one that just has their nose in everything. And of course, those tend to be outliers. Most parents tend to be somewhere in the middle, with an understanding that they want to be supportive. And again, this is in context with the high school. Most parents want to be supportive and let their children have the experience, manage the experience to themselves. But of course, you have groups of overactive parents who want to live vicariously through their kids, because they were freaking losers in high school. Now their kids are pretty good athletes and they can't let that go. Whole nother show topic, and that would be a fun one to talk about. Then on the other hand, coaches perceive lack of parental involvement, and there are a myriad of reasons parents may not be present. Do not mistake the lack of a present parent with one for not being involved. There is a big difference. Big difference. If the parent works a second shift job, well, you ain't gonna see that parent much because they're at work. But that parent can be just as involved as that first shift mama or that stay-at-home mama. So be clear again on what it is you're dealing with, and that comes with the relationship, knowing who. All right. Parental involvement, coach's involvement, what's too much, what's too little, those are all arbitrary terms, and they will vary from community, from program. So what has to be clear from a parent perspective and a coaching perspective, what are the expectations, number one? And then you got to assess, are they real? There are some parents who believe that just because my child started 2 years at a major high school football program in the state of Indiana, that equates to a scholarship. My child should be getting offers. My child should be getting scholarships. And that in itself is a whole nother show. Because I'd be asking that Same parent. We can talk about this, but are you in that guidance counselor's office talking about my child's an AB student? My child should be getting scholarships. Where are the offers? Because if you're sweating this football coach about an athletic scholarship that is way more difficult to obtain than an academic scholarship, someone has lied to you about the order of things, parent. Don't know coaches own any universities, at least not that I know of, and ain't none of them handed out scholarships. And if they are, be leery. Be leery of any high school coach that tells you they can get your child a scholarship. That's just my opinion. I have heard good coaches tell you I would put your child in the best position, and that's all coaches can do. Put your child in the best position. But your child has to perform athletically, academically, socially, spiritually, and mentally. Also, they have to perform. As a teacher, I've always wanted to tell parents this, but I couldn't in my teaching days because, well, you do the math. But to the parents who are mad that their kids aren't learning, and as a teacher, we, as teachers, we do more than just instruct. We feed kids, we hug kids sometimes, we give kids access to baths, and it's all done in love, and it's I'm not asking for no badge of courage here. My point is, as a teacher, I can only teach your child when they're ready to learn. And if your child shows up to school not ready to learn, that's a you problem, parent. Now, I will do what I can to get them ready. But just understand, I'm now doing your job and mine. So don't be shitty at me because I ain't doing your job very well. Well, you can be shitty at me. That's fine. I'm doing a lot of cussing on this. Sorry, mama. I'll clean it up. I think this is a time for a good segment. Me to gather my thoughts and eat some of these gummy worms. I ain't going to give nobody no free airtime. But if anybody does want to give some money so I can use your product name on this show, please let me know. But in the meantime, this is a good segment break for that dope beat by Double Impact. All right. Welcome back to segment two of the Chikandi podcast. Again, Demetrius Burton, your host. And do know during that short segment, I was able to land Chikandi's consulting first sponsor. It is, drum roll please, the Chikandi Foundation. Yeah, real talk. The Chikandi Foundation. This segment is brought to you by the Chikandi Foundation. Chikandi Foundation is a startup foundation designed to provide scholarships and sponsorships for students facing financial hardships so that they too can participate in life-enhancing experiences. We are in the very, very early phases of building that, so please, please be expected more information to come. But yeah, we just secured our first sponsorship. So shout out to the Chikandi Foundation and support those lovely folks over there wherever you can. All right, back to relationships between coaches and players' families. And we left off here with me on a tangent about some of the complexities that can arise in that relationship. So coaches, just to clarify and reiterate, be very, very clear on your expectations, but even more than being clear on your expectations, know the why behind your expectations. This again gets back into one of the previous show topics. What do you believe about not only all the players on your team, but specifically about the Black student athletes that are having the least enhanced experience? What's the why behind it? And this here will help you understand if your expectations are, number one, helpful or hurtful, number two, realistic or not, and number three, I really don't have one, so you insert it there with whatever issue or something, other insights you want to get. But you do need to analyze the why behind the expectations you have, and parents do the same. Then you need to come to some agreement. What are you willing to do as a coach, as a program leader, and what's non-negotiable? And same thing with the parents. What are you willing to, what expectations must be, and which ones can you live without? And y'all got to come to some happy medium to coexist. Chikandi Consulting has a service just for that. We're able to come in and get a read on your current state. And then we're able to assist with developing plans to improve any relationships between parents and coaches. Just to make sure that that relationship, we ain't asking y'all to, well, we are asking you to love each other, but it's a helpful type of love. And it's the kind of love where the kids are supported. Because that's the whole deal. Kids are supported. That environment, we are creating an environment where children are supported all the way around. And that includes parents and coaches modeling a healthy relationship centered around the best interest of the student athlete and working in harmony to ensure that that's realized. If you're struggling with that, call Chikandi. We can help. It doesn't even have to be if you're struggling. If you're doing okay with it and you want to do better, call Chikandi. We'd love to help. We'd love to help. www.chikandi.net, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the social media stuff. Thank you again, Camille, for hooking us up and making us visible, getting us out there. I would also encourage you again, as any other issues arise, please add them to the suggested topic list. I love hearing from y'all, and I love providing value wherever I can. Having said that, I will be back after this short message brought to you by, who can I find the sponsor in this next segment? All right, thanks for sticking around for the final pieces, parts to episode 4, where we're talking about relationships between coaches and players' family. A lot of potential for wonderful dynamic happenings between those two groups when done in a loving, harmonic way. But a potential for disaster when done in selfish, ignorant ways too. Wherever you are on that continuum, hopefully the first, we'd love to partner to help out if and where needed. I do want to back up and talk a little bit about Chikandi Foundation, only to say that a percentage of every contract signed for Chikandi Consulting, a portion will go to support the foundation. Chikandi Consulting is a firm with the social justice arm, and we do philanthropic work, and supporting the foundation, that is the Chikandi Foundation, is one of its top priorities. So as you do business with us, please know you're supporting not only your student athletes by receiving our services, but you're also supporting student athletes literally around the world through the Chikandi Foundation. So again, shout out to our sponsors over there at CFI, Chikandi Foundation Incorporated. Keep your eyes out because that will be up and you'll be asked to support. In the meantime, I do want to give a little glimpse into the next show in about 2 weeks. I intend to have a guest, my second guest, and it's going to be hard for him to top my first, but I'm confident in him. And this brother is a dear, dear friend of mine who happens to be, or soon to be, a doctor. And I'm talking about this cat named Sherman Woodard. One of the questions submitted on Chikandi.net wanted some understanding about the clearinghouse rules on playing college sport. And it just so happens that Chikandi has a residential expert in that area. Soon to be Dr. Woodard is by day a guidance counselor extraordinaire. He runs the guidance department at a local high school. He's also a founder of a program that focuses on Black excellence, social excellence, academic excellence. Can I say John King's on here without violating any rules? He founded that program. Google it. But he's going to be here, and I told him, you know, we'll spend about 5 minutes talking about the clearinghouse. What he doesn't know is that I'm going to hijack his time, and we're going to make a whole show of it. The brother's deep, got a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and I would encourage any of you to drop some questions for soon-to-be Dr. Woodard. And I say that on purpose because he is soon-to-be Dr. Woodard. Drop in some questions so we can talk about his focuses on urban education. Again, he's a guidance counselor, so you know he's got the psychological aspect, the knowledge, the background, the history. And he's running this Giant Kings program where there's evidence of he knows what the hell he's doing. So, looking forward to that. And until then, as always, thank you for your ear. Thank you for your time. Keep sharing our show. Keep sharing what we're doing with as many people as possible. The hopes is not necessarily to be the biggest show, but one of the most impactful. And that's by reaching out to key stakeholders and communities that have the power to not only make decisions about what services are being provided to children, but the power and the courage to make sure those decisions actually benefit, uplift kids, and not maintain a certain status quo that demoralizes and dehumanizes kids. Having said that, take care.